Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Tetra.
This is Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones, I haven't seen you.
Man, I haven't seen you since last Christmas, man.
I haven't seen you in ages, Dr. Bones.
I haven't seen you forever, man.
Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I saw you yesterday.
You're lying. You're lying to every single person that's listening right now.
You're
lying to their faces.
Yesterday, that was cool. I think it went pretty well.
Dude, yesterday was our pilot of the Dr. Bones and Tetra show, and we had 19 viewers. 19 listeners, excuse me.
Oh, you stupid.
You guys got me, but we had 19 listeners, and that's like for our first show. I mean, come on, nobody even knows us.
You know what else they don't know?
What they don't know.
That we're in the business of making a deal.
Making a deal? That's exactly. We got called, and they were like, you know, for your pilot, you guys had like 19 episodes. That's pretty good. Nobody has those. Usually have like their friends just listening. We had 19. 19. I'm not even 19.
That's more than 5.
That's more than 7.
That's more than 8.
That's more than 11.
Oh,
you know what
it is.
Everybody knows what I'm saying. Cause
I got you.
I think everybody knows how to count. That's just me. You know?
I think so, too. I hope so, because, you know, if they don't, they should kind of get off this.
You should get off the phone. If you don't know how to count, just hang up, because I really don't want to talk to you every month.
But I actually don't want you to hang up, because you know, the more viewers, listeners, wow, the better.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Bones.
What's up, man?
What do we have planned today?
Well, today's show, okay, if you guys are listening, you're going to be laughing, I promise you, because we have, like, a list of people we're going to prank call. People we're going to prank, we have a teacher we're going to prank call. A teacher. Tell him, dude, a teacher.
A teacher? I mean, who does a teacher besides, you know, nobody?
Nobody. Who brings up a teacher? This is.
I mean, you've got balls all of a sudden, honey?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, this is going to be horrible. Like, they're going to be flabbergasted when we call them.
I mean, we might go to school tomorrow and get shot by the teacher, you know?
Shot.
But
I come up, hey, did you call me yesterday? Boom, boom, AK, we're done.
You know, but I got picks of steel, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't bounce off.
Bullets will bounce right off. Ka-boing, ka-boing.
Boing, boing.
Boing, boing. Exactly.
But, I mean, that should be pretty exciting.
It's going to be pretty exciting. A few things I want to throw out there today. Good shows on TV. What was on TV today? Jersey Shore. Great show. Just highlighting what was on TV today. Jersey Shore. The
it
Oscar.
Was. I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched Jersey Shore yet?
No.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't either, so I can't give you the updates. I have a tape, though. So.
It comes on a 10.
Comes on it. No, not on Dish Network, so.
Oh, sorry.
Not on Dish Network.
Oh.
I don't have cheap cocks. Oh, I hope I don't offend anybody who has cocks.
I don't have cable. I have cocks. But I'm kind of excited to watch it.
Excited? I'm excited, too. Mike's getting crazy, you know?
Dude, he's getting crazy.
Mike is being a buzzkill, too. If he's not happy, nobody's happy.
I'm happy, because I like watching it.
Exactly. I like watching
but
it.
Nobody but nobody else is happy.
But nobody else is happy. But, yeah, we have a great show for you today. And guess what? We'll start it right now with our first prank call. It's going to be good. It's going to be
really
good.
Let's set this up, Dr. Bond. I'm going to set this up right now.
Set it up right now. Everybody get ready, because this is going to be crazy.
Hey, Dr. Bones, you know the deal. When you hear it, we're going to start.
All right.
I want you to take this one, Doctor.
I'll take it. I'll start with my crazy. What accent should I do? You tell me. And this is what viewers should do, see? They should go online, blogtalkradio.com, type in Tetra Miranda. Tetra Miranda. TetraMiranda. Type that in. Go to our channel. Drop us a line. Tell us what accents you want us to use when we prank call people. It's all up to you, the viewer.
Like, right now, I'm going to go for the Arabic accent. I mean,
that's what I'm going to do, too. We're going to go double Arabic right now.
Hey, so I'm going to be back, but once you hear it, you're going to start this off.
All right. Everybody get ready.
I'll be back. Entertain these people.
Okay. The mood is really tense right now. Right before we prank call somebody, I get this weird feeling in my knees. I'm really scared right now, but here we go. Hope this person picks up. If not, I don't know what to tell you. It's not that good. Here we go. Getting ready. Heart starts beating faster. A bead of sweat is dripping down my brow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The anticipation is killing me. Oh, my goodness. Dead silence. I feel like I'm dead right now. It's like I'm laying in a coffin just staring at the sun.
Somebody's scared.
Somebody's scared? Are you kidding
me? I got their voice now.
What?
Well, what?
Guess what? Guess what? It doesn't matter because we have a list. Hit up
the one. We have it. Okay. I'm going to set the other one up right now.
Set it up.
Hold on, I'll be back.
All right. Once again, the mood is tense. Another bead of sweat drips down my brow. So that equals two beads of sweat now on my brow. Yes. Very, very intense. And nervous at the same time. This is crazy. Hello?
Who's this?
You know who this is?
No.
Listen to me. You know who this is.
Okay.
No, listen. Just listen to me really quick. You know who
listen
this is.
Listen to him, please.
Listen.
Huh?
Listen. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Are your ears open?
Yeah.
Open.
Are they,
open
please, please,
ears.
Please open your ears right now.
What?
Okay. Okay.
What did you
funny
say?
Guy.
Funny guy.
What did you say to me?
What?
Okay, just listen. This is what we're doing today. My name is Hovi. Q U.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
What?
Whoa, hey, hey, buddy, pal, please calm down now, please.
Whoa.
All I want to do is talk, and you want to yell? Please, no.
You know what this guy's gonna get right now?
Well, gentlemen, I am going to sleep now, so...
Who is this?
See you later, thanks. Be good.
In the room, yes. Don't you come back no more.
That crazy guy is out of here.
He's gone.
Nobody talks to us that way.
Nobody says that.
I had to break out of my accent, I'm sorry.
Nobody says that. Nobody.
This guy, we're trying to have a friendly conversation, and he's like, "Bird the blue." And I'm like, hey, no...
That guy is horrible. You, the audience, I'm sorry. That's ridiculous what he said, you know. That's not good.
But, you know, there's some people in this world that just do what they do when they do it.
That is horrible. Do you have any more people to call?
I think I do.
Because we need a rebound from that. That was horrible.
I'll be right back.
Okay, do it again.
You know what you do?
Yes, I know. The anticipation is growing once again. As now. A third bead of sweat drops down my brow. Oh, yes. I'm scared. I feel a tingling sensation in my toes. But, weirdly, I don't want it to end. Here it comes. We are waiting now. Don't tell me another person's scared. Because this will just be horrible.
Good man.
Hello?
We're going to leave our voice now.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why do you not pick up the phone when we call?
It makes me very mad. And... you know?
I know
people like you. People like her. Right?
We tried to call you. We tried to call you and ask for to buy us some shoes. All we want is some shoes. That's what we asked for.
I've had scabs on my feet for 3 weeks already.
He has scars on his feet for 3 weeks.
I can't even put socks on because they burn.
That, you know how bad that is? He can't put socks on because it burns his feet.
It lights on fire. It
lights his feet on fire. You know what he's saying?
And I say, have mercy. And my feet are like, sorry, all out of mercy. And I'm like, what is this?
He says, Lord, have mercy on my feet. But nothing happens. Nothing. I don't know.
How much are shoes? In Mexico, where you're from, like $5?
$5 and you can't even spare a piece of shoe?
Can you give me some chunkers? Some chunks?
Some flip-flops? You can't spare a flip-flops?
You know, I'm done with her.
We're done.
Or him.
Ridiculous.
I don't even know who this is.
Yeah, that's right. We don't even have accents.
Okay.
We're from Compton. And with them.
Had to hang up on that fool.
Yeah, people are so... That's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about this. We need to talk to the public about this. Because, hold on a second. As I now look at our board we have on our little radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tetra? We have 13 people listening right now.
Not 18? 19,
not 19. But
that's not 19, guys.
But it's 13. So, guys, tell your friends, let's raise this number.
Step it up.
Step it up. We only have 13 people right now. We need to step it up.
That's due to caca.
Exactly. That's what we need. Okay? So step your game up. But just the unresponsiveness of people these days, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know what's annoying? When you're like, somebody's walked by, and you're like, sup? And they just don't even hear you?
Exactly.
And they walk by?
They try to act like they're better than everybody?
So then you pull out your golf club and F them up. But, you know, you don't do that. You don't do that.
You can't do that. Because that's bad. I still can't believe the language that kid used to us.
I mean,
that was foul.
The nerve of some people.
They just go crazy, you know?
What's like,
the point in it?
I mean, something like, I don't understand it. Maybe somebody could tell me.
I'm not going to lie to the studio audience. My hit the road jack button really was delayed because I was supposed to play a while back. As soon as that little bomb went off, I was supposed to play it, but something was wrong with my little sound.
Technical difficulties. This is our second show, people. What do you expect?
Expect it. I was really trying to scramble here to play hit the road jack, but nothing was happening. So I was like really nervous and crying, and you guys, it was terrible.
But it's cool, you know? It's cool.
But now? What? Now.
You know what I think that people need right now after a time like that, like after those vicious words?
What do they need?
They need some baby.
They need some baby?
I think yeah, you know what I mean by baby.
You guys, there's a song out there. You know, I don't know if you heard it before. Have you?
Have they? What?
What?
Get me to the pool!
I got you. Don't even trip. I think this is what you mean.
DJ Tetra, Dr. Bones.
A little freestyle right here.
On the ones and twos?
Don't you love me? Don't you care?
Uh-huh.
That's just what you guys want. And that's what we'll give you. Night to night. Not night to night. Wednesdays and Thursdays.
You lie.
Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9:30. Hit us up.
I would love to get hit up, not in a sexual way, because I'm not about to have a baby.
Exactly. Oh, you know who is having a baby?
No.
I don't either. I don't know who's having a baby. What am I talking about?
Not one of my closest friends.
One of my closest friends isn't having a baby on this Monday. I don't know.
That's not happening.
But guys, seriously, on a serious note, let me throw some numbers at you. 760-454-8843. Write that down. That's the number to this show.
8843?
8843. That's the number to this show right now.
I'm not trying to be like a jerk right now, Dr. Bones.
Okay.
But, you know, don't you think they have that number if they're listening to us?
Exactly. But I'm just saying it again.
They could write it down and they could tell their friends, right?
Exactly.
They could post it as their MySpace statuses.
Do it.
They could put it on their wall.
Put it on your wall. Put it on your Facebook wall. Tweet it. Eat it. Do whatever you want with it.
Do you
want
to know what I'm doing right now, Dr. Bones?
What are you doing? Tell them what you're doing right now.
Honestly, should I tell them what I'm doing?
Honestly, tell them what you're doing.
I am standing outside of a bowling alley.
That's how dedicated he is.
Because
he's standing outside of a bowling alley right
now. I was bowling, and I'm like, oh, snap-ems.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, 9:30. I got responsibilities.
Exactly.
And this is my future.
This is our future right here. We're going to get picked up.
We're going to get picked up
by a radio station.
I mean, I hope we do. I believe
we
will.
We will. I'm not even saying hope. I'm going to toast to that right now. Toast. Clink. All right, I'm back.
Did you post that?
Did I post what?
Yes.
You know what everybody needs right now?
What do they need?
A little dose of Dixie Maxwell. That's what they need.
Do they need a little dose of Dixie Maxwell?
Huh?
Do they need a little dose?
You guys need a dose of Dixie Maxwell. People listening right now, there's this lady named Dixie Maxwell, okay?
She's a devil.
She's okay. We're going to call her right now. We are really going to prank call her right now. It's really going to happen. We're going to call her right now.
Are we going to prank call her or are we just going to interview her?
Huh?
What do you want? Do you want a clean interview or do you want like a...
I want a clean, we're going to tell her that she won something and she really didn't. It's going to be really fun.
All right. You start this off. I'll be back. I'm going to set this up.
She knows me really good. You should start it off.
No, I'll be back.
Okay.
You know what to do.
I know what to do. Once again, the anticipation builds. I'm really scared right now. I'm about to confront my teacher, and I'm scared. I'm really scared. And if she doesn't pick up, we're going to leave a message. So, you know, I'm just kind of scared right now. But, yeah. Oh, my goodness. The anticipation. She's probably going to pick up, you know. That's the sad thing about this. She's probably in her bed right now, next to her barn, which I know she has.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Dixie Maxwell?
It is.
We're from a radio station, and you've won a prize for Maryvale High School.
Yes?
Yes. My colleague, Jim Brown, would like to tell you about it.
Hey, Miss Maxwell.
Hi.
Hi, we had just noticed that you've been entering in this contest. And
oh,
you want to...
How could I have been entered in the contest? I didn't enter myself.
You haven't entered?
Huh?
You haven't entered anything?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my. Well, we have a $50 Applebee card for you.
Oh, you have a what?
A $50 Applebee's card? I mean, have you been at Applebee's?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, we have one waiting for you.
Oh, okay, what radio station is this?
This is, 107.3 AM.
This is DJ Tetra, and that's Dr. Bone.
I'm Dr. Bone, yes.
Oh, okay. wow, that's terrific. That's
yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What was the contest?
It was the teachers in the Phoenix area. We will probably be by Maryvale in a couple of days because we know where it's at. I think it's on 59th, am I right?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you? There's someone that's supposed to be here in the morning.
Yes, I know. Channel 3, I think, is going to be there tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Channel 3 is there tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, we're close with Channel 3. And, yeah, but we will be there in a little bit. I mean,
Miss Maxwell, would it be all right if we gave you the gift certificate on Channel 3?
On what?
On Channel 3.
I don't think we could do that, Tetra, but we will be there in a couple weeks. But we will probably go to the front office and we will call you to give you your certificate.
Oh, okay. Okay, super. Thank
right.
you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Miss Maxwell.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's get Dixie out of here. Let us get Dixie out of here. Who is she acting all nice and proper? I was expecting the old FU from Dixie. Dr. Bones, we're professionals here. We do this all the time.
Dude, Dr. Bones.
I'm not Dr. Bones.
I'm talking to myself in third person.
You have been mistaken.
I'm talking to myself in the third person.
Dr. Bones.
I just won an Applebee's card for $50.
That was pretty legit, I think.
I think if you guys were listening right now, you just got one of like the best things you've ever heard in your life. Like,
you know what we should do? Just to be real jerks. Go to your inbox, right? And put from Applebee's, right? And when she opens it, Anthrax.
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 Sugary powder to put on my donut. Boom. Boom.
Miss Maxwell. What a character.
I really hope she never gets a hold of this radio. I really hope she never finds out the number to this radio station because we are done.
It's cool. I don't go to Maryvale. Not anymore.
He doesn't, so it's just me.
But,
yeah.
Well, you know, I'm here to protect you, Dr. Bones.
You're here for me.
We've been through worse times. Remember that kid with the lazy eye?
Lazy eye?
Lazy eye McGee? Is that what I like to call him?
I just like with people with lazy eyes. The only thing I have problems with them, like I don't have like a personal vendetta against them.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is just like, okay, I'm talking to you, right? Hey, what's up, man? We'll just say his name is Pablo.
Uh huh.
Hey, Pablo, what's up, man?
Look what's over there. What?
What? What are you
what?
Talking about? See, he's not even looking at me. He's looking somewhere else. See? You know what
I mean? You know the only thing, the only good thing about people with lazy eyes.
What?
Yo, I mean, you say you're stranded on an island, right?
Uh huh.
And you're like, oh, how this guy with the lazy eye?
Uh-huh.
And then. You don't have a compass. You don't have anything.
Uh-huh.
The wind blows. His eye starts pointing. You're like, whoa, what is this?
You know, you guys want to know something? This is for everybody who's listening to the radio station right now. Because guess what? We have 21 listeners right now.
Ooh.
That's more than 19.
I think so.
More
I mean,
than 19. But, you know, I'm going to tell you guys. I'm going to tell all 21 people listening right now. Nobody drop off. Listen to this. People with lazy eyes can point north. So you'll never
they could.
You'll never
and, You can use them for a metal detector?
You will, exactly.
Bring, ding, 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 ding.
So I start bouncing.
I'm it makes that noise, ring. Like it's ring. It's something installed and it goes bring, ding, 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 ding.
It's just like, I am just like ecstatic right now over our thing with Dixie Maxwell, you know?
That went down great, actually.
That went down great. And like, I just hope that whoever's listening right now heard the greatest thing they've ever heard in their life, because, oh my goodness.
Dr. Bones, can we pull it off or what?
We can pull it off. And I want
high five.
Three high fives. I got your back.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was great.
That was grand.
That was the highlight of our show. I just want to let you guys know that. But don't leave yet, because we're going to talk right now. We have a lot of things to talk about.
You know what we should do right now, just to entertain these listeners?
What should we do? You tell me. You tell me, Tetra. What should we do?
I would like you to play me a song.
Play you a song? I'll play you a little clip. What song do you want to hear? What do listeners want to hear?
Surprise me.
Surprise you? Let me see.
Get out those old cassettes.
Let me pull out these old cassettes. I know a good one. Hang on. Let's keep talking, but until I find it.
Oh. Dixie Maxwell.
That was good. If you guys don't know her, honestly, she is really sweet, but she's kind of crazy, you know?
She does. She puts cocaine in her macaroni.
She does. And she wears a wig.
She keeps a staple to her head.
She does. She keeps a staple to her head, so it never goes anywhere. And just,
yeah.
Like, I mean, what can I say about that? She's really nice, though.
I mean, I had her for like a year.
Yeah. But this song here, this song goes out to her. Because
this
is her favorite song of all time.
So, what is it?
Dixie, this is from us.
What?
Who is that?
Who? Yes? What is this?
What is this? Bum, 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 bum. That's her favorite song, though.
Oh.
You know why? Because she's all sandy. Her face is all sandy.
Oh, I thought she was going to sleep, but, you know, whatever.
She doesn't sleep.
I got it. I got you.
You got me?
You know what's crazy right now, Dr. Bones?
What's crazy, man?
It's 9:52.
It is 9:52. We only have 8 minutes left on the show.
I hope our listeners are satisfied with what we're doing so far.
I mean, we're only 2 minutes into our run of our show, but like, I mean,
two episodes. I got you.
Two episodes. You got
they
me.
Feel you. They All feel right. you.
This show is just, it's so ecstatic that we're being able to do this. We have the privilege to do this. Like, it's just, I can't explain it. I'm not kissing up to you guys, but I couldn't be any happier. You know what I'm saying?
I can't either. You know what would be fun?
What would be fun, man? You tell me.
Has anybody messaged us back yet on the board?
On the board? Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me check. Ooh. From a Latina Sweetheart. 784. Latina Sweetheart 784. You guys rock. I can't believe you pranked Miss Maxwell. You know what? Latina 784. Thank you. Thank you. Because that's what we do.
I mean, that's the only thing we do, actually.
That's not the
only
thing.
To be honest with you guys.
But we're good at it, you know? I mean, tell me that wasn't amazing. Tell me you won't come on here later to show your friends that we did that, because I bet you will.
I hope they will, and I know they will.
This is what you guys do. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Go to search Block Talk Radio. Type in Tetra Miranda.
Tetra Miranda. Not D-U-H. Don't be dumb. It's D-A.
Don't be dumb. And then all that will pop up is our shows. Yesterday we have our show, and today's show is titled Risky Business. Why? We just called Dixie Maxwell.
Duh.
That's why. This is risky business we're doing here. We don't get paid for this. Hopefully and soon, we'll get paid for this, you know?
We just might. Maybe next week?
Maybe next week.
Because Tony Romero, you remember the guy we met with, Dr. Bones?
Yeah, Tony Romero.
The big, kind of husky, you know?
Yeah, Tony
but,
Romero.
But, yeah. He called me, right, this morning?
Yeah.
And I was eating some chow mein.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like...
What do you say, man?
He's like, DJ Tetra. And I'm like, yes, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really love what guys are doing. I know it's only a pilot episode,
mm-hmm.
but from what you're doing, it's just great. I mean, and you remember what he said,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. He's really crazy, and he's really cool, too, though, at the same time. Like, he's really experienced with what he does.
Yes.
He was telling us that he liked the techniques that we're using on the show, and I was like, dude, I couldn't accept a greater compliment from you, you know?
I remember.
Like, I don't know. I have some hate mail coming in right now about prank calling Miss Maxwell. I mean, what do you guys want from us? That was genuine.
Well, we didn't do anything mean.
That wasn't mean. That was genuine. That was purely genuine.
Dr. Bones?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm thinking right now?
What are you thinking?
Should I walk into the bowling alley and should I just start talking to people and ask them what to think about our show?
Talk to random people.
I'm walking in right now.
We have 5 minutes. Get some people to ask about our show.
I'm walking in. It's kind of a far walk.
I know.
I don't look like an idiot sitting on the curb right in front of a bowling alley.
It's really scary, you know?
I think you might hear the music in a little bit.
All right, that's fine.
I'm walking in right now.
Fine.
Doors are opening. Do you hear this?
I hear it. It sounds like a fun atmosphere.
It sounds like a cinematic adventure.
It sounds beautiful, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm walking in.
Asking people, at random people, go in there and be like, hey, what do you think of the Tetra and Dr. Bones?
Oh, I'm walking to random people as we speak.
Do it. See what happens. Because people already know. People we've never met in our life.
I'm going right now.
Tell me. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear the crack of the bowling ball against the pin? Beautiful. Just beautiful. What just happened? He's looking for people. He's looking for people right now, and he will keep looking. But just perhaps that if the show goes off, that if he doesn't come back, because he was telling me that his phone was dying earlier, so if he doesn't come back, I'm sorry. But we can recap this show right now. What did we do today? We had a good prank call. We had a crazy guy prank call. This, you might say to yourself, what is this? What are we listening to, you know? But in all honesty, this show is going to become increasingly better, because as time goes on, we're going to have more material, more special guests. Next week, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 9:30, guys. Crazy special guests. You're like, how do they get these people on here?
Do it again, because it's on you.
He's back.
Good. Oh. Okay. No, Mike's good. I don't know if you...
Say something, baby.
Say something.
I'm leaving.
I love this show. It's amazing.
Exactly.
I always listen to it in my spare time, and there's nothing better than this show. Thank you.
This is Michael Torres.
That's beautiful.
That was Michael the Great Torres.
You know what? That did not sound like he was ringing up a piece of paper.
That didn't? That sounded legit.
That sounded legit.
Hey, are you guys leaving right now?
I guess these people are leaving the bowling alley. It's dead right now.
Dead.
But, how much time do we got left, Dr. Bone?
We have 3 minutes.
You have 3 minutes?
You have 3 minutes.
Yeah. You know, all in all, I think the show has been a great success so far.
Like I was saying, this has been a great show. I mean, next week, like, even if you guys tuned in and you thought this was a little boring, I mean, bear with us, it's our second show, come on. I mean, it's only going to get better, you know?
It's next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday is our next show at 9:30 on the
dot. 9:30 on the dot, right?
9:30 on the dot. So, I mean, if you don't like it, just give us another shot. I mean, but if you do like it, keep tuning in. Tell your friends about it. I mean, this show's crazy, you know? And you're only going to get this here. That's all I can say about that. Only here.
Dr. Bones, you should take us out on a nice song.
On a nice song?
How about a song called Pretty Rave Girl?
I got you, man. I got you. So, signing out, guys. You have anything to say, Tetra?
I just want to say, this is DJ Tetra from the Ones and Twos.
This is Dr. Bones on the...
And I hope you guys join in next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, 9:30. Tune in. Or that's it. Just tune in, because you will be. All right. I'm going to send out your little song. It's by I.M. X-Ray. It's called Pretty Rave Girl. Goodbye.
Thank you.